I've been running this ad for 9 days, and the max budget that we're spending is $100 a day. Kind of a lot, right? But I really wanted to see what was going on.
You kind of had to give it a full run. I mean, especially, I mean, thinking about when we were running Facebook ads.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Margaret and Stetson.
Here we are. And I just want to say that was such a fun interview we did last week with Amy.
So fun. Yeah, it's been on our list that we've been wanting to do. Like, we've been wanting to talk to her about the podcast because we mentioned her on like every podcast
It's
anyways.
probably been a year that we've been talking about it.
Yeah, so you all are probably like, who is this girl that we talk about?
About every podcast. Yeah, so that was super fun. And then we have more guests coming, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, hopefully y'all are liking the new little format
The
we've
new
been.
format for the podcast.
Yeah, we've been wanting to. Our goal is to do two interviews every month so that way we can talk to our, friends and different business people. It's always fun to just even get to know people because obviously, like, we talk to Amy Monday through Friday over Slack. And then we have our team meetings and stuff, but like, that's just a
They're
bunch
those
of stuff I
things.
didn't know.
Yeah, those things that we did not know. And it's fun to like hear their story. And it's also a great learning experience. Like there's always something that someone will say that maybe we didn't even know about. So we can share with listeners too, the things that we're learning from our friends.
Yeah, even Anka's I mean Vikita's Anka's like all the guests we've had. But that kind of opened up a new thing too. We've been maybe
Yeah.
set up a little Amazon mastermind with
I mean,
the Vikita
seriously.
and Anka because we're testing a bunch of things out
Yeah. And that was
and it's nice
such
to
a
get.
good mastermind, I feel like.
Yeah. It's
Because,
just reconnecting with people is always
yeah,
great.
right. I was thinking about mastermind groups recently because I had attended the Category Kings and the Inner Circle thing. And then Russell had shown some little video from the past where he was talking about what he learned from Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill, as you know, talks about having a mastermind group and how important it is, and how one of his mastermind groups is like people that are already dead and gone. Remember when he talks about that? So, anyway, it came to me like when we were sitting there, like right after our little group meeting that we had with Vikita and Anka, this is a great mastermind group for us. That's exactly what went through my mind.
Yeah. Speaking of mastermind, for our organizer friends out there that follow Monica Leeds with Simply Space, she's back on
She,
Instagram.
no, really?
Yeah, we were DMing back and forth, and I want to set up a call like just to
Just to
chit chat with
catch
her.
up. Yeah.
Maybe we can have her on the podcast one day soon. But I just genuinely like want to see what
When did you hear from her?
I saw her post a video like 2 weeks ago maybe on Insta, and I was like, she hasn't posted anything for years, like years.
Right. It was what, December 21?
Yeah, maybe.
Or 22 at least.
I think it was 21. And anyways,
Wow.
and so I just commented and said, so good to see you back, friend. And then she sent a nice little DM just
Yeah.
saying, like, because Monica, we started the Organizers Rise with her in 2022, 2020. For those that are organizers, you'll remember. So we ran that Facebook group and community for a long time. And then she was in our mastermind group that
For a
whole time.
long
Yeah, for a
time.
year, probably.
Yeah, at
We were
least I
meeting
feel
once a
like.
week during COVID and like trying to stay positive on that. But I'm excited to chit chat with her, so we'll have to set up a
Oh,
call.
that'd be great. Yeah, I would love to see how she's doing and what she's been up to. I think about her every now and then, and I'll go and look and see if
I
she's
know.
posted anything.
I was thinking about her too.
Yeah. And we met Monica in person for the first time at the How To Summit, the HomeSort's very first How To Summit.
Yeah,
And she was there. She just released her book.
she said she DM'd me, dying, seeing you manifest all the things, just remembering us. With our note cards.
Oh my goodness, yes.
She says, hope you're doing amazing.
Speaking of our cards, our goal cards, I was clearing out a few things in my little desk. I have a very thin little desk in my standing desk, and I have goal cards in there. And so I pulled them out just to kind of look to see what they were in our, like the car on there and the money stuff on there. This is so cool because these things have happened. It was just so fun to see those
Yeah.
goal cards that we were looking at every single day religiously.
Took a lot of work.
Just takes a lot of work to manifest good things, but
Yeah.
it's all doable. You just have to do the things.
Yeah, I bet it was interesting for her to come back online and just see where everyone's at. Because the
Yeah,
last time she
right.
saw us, probably we were doing moves. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been a few years since she's been on social. So, again, I don't know, but I'm really eager to. I was actually thinking about it now that the sale will be over next week because his work was a little bit busier this week with the brand deals and stuff. I was going to maybe see if we could chat. And I was like, we should have her on the podcast. And I'm like, I want to chat with her first
Yeah,
and
let's
just
catch
see.
up.
Like, I just want to catch up with her in general.
Let's catch up
But maybe
first.
one day we'll do an interview because it'd be fun to have her on here. But
Yeah.
just chit chat with her would be
I
fun.
feel like it was December of 2022 now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And you and I maybe had just had our first full-time year being full-time content creators,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe. She posted a video. I guess she's speaking at an organizer conference type retreat this
Really?
summer.
Really?
So she
That's
was
so
kind of talking
cool.
about that. So
Yeah.
she's diving back into it.
That's so
Yeah,
cool.
she looked really good in the video, so.
Nice. And then the Organizers Collective is happening soon. What, in April?
Yeah, I think it's April or May. I think it's
It's
May.
coming up. And I know they're counting down the seats, like they're almost
Yeah.
to capacity.
That's good. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
really fun to go last year.
Oh, it's so fun. And they
Very
reached
fun to
out
hang
to
out.
us in a DM. That you saw Bethany shared that with us, and
Oh, I actually didn't read it. Was that them?
yeah, it was them. And I
Okay.
responded back after
What'd they say?
Bethany, just that, you know, how great it is, you know, excited to
Oh,
watch
yeah.
your pregnancy
That's so nice of them.
and you know, like how nice it is with grandma me and all that.
That's so
And they'll
nice.
be watching our stories, and they were reminiscing on how fun it was that we were there last year.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, hopefully you guys are. It's just fun. All the things we're doing and everything like that. Glad we're able to fit some more guests in. And
It's so fun.
if you have any requests and you're like a loyal listener, or if you have any people that you really want to hear from, let us know.
Yeah, because we'll reach out to them and
Yeah.
try to set something up.
But let's talk about the ads, shall we?
Let's, because even I'm excited to
Should
have
I
you
grab my
share.
laptop maybe?
Yeah, maybe
And
then you can give
actually,
some data. You want to?
yeah, let me grab it real quick. So yeah, I pulled up my computer so that way we can go over the stats because it's hard for me to remember them right off the bat. But we mentioned a couple episodes ago that we were going to experiment with running ads. So and it's been super helpful chatting with our other friends, on Vikita, because they've been experimenting too. So it's kind of been fun to see,
And get the feedback
get the
back and forth.
feedback.
Yeah.
So the first ad I ran was just to one of our videos, and it wasn't to a specific link. It was just for us to view. It was just the action was for people to click our profile. So we're just boosting these on Instagram. We're not going through like Facebook ads or anything. We're just like boosting them on Instagram,
And there's reason
making
for
it
that,
easy.
right? Yeah, because it's
I
super
mean,
easy to
it's
boost.
way easier. Like,
Facebook ads are an animal that
you really have to hire someone or
you
like
really
really
do.
have to do a lot of research to like do it right, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like if you're going to do Facebook ads, it makes sense to hire somebody to do it because there's so many parts and pieces. And if you do
Yeah.
it wrong, you're just wasting money.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, Facebook ads are like probably the best case scenario because you can be super picky with like who they're running ads to. You can be super picky that like you don't want to pay unless like they click or like there's so many different rules that you can set up with Facebook ads. I personally would not want to do it myself ever. We've hired agencies before to run ads for us.
Yeah.
But you always have to keep the content new, and it's just completely different.
It's a different animal for sure.
So we're just boosting, we're experimenting with boosting reels on our Instagram. And so the first one that I did, I decided to boost our viral, the bathroom trays that are like the water absorbing trays, because that's like one of our top selling products. Like,
Right.
I can see in the sales every single month since I shared that video. people are consistently buying that. So I experimented with $300 and I ran ads to our profile. Because that's what some of our friends were doing, running ads to the profile.
So that entails people, their call to action is just to go, like, click the link in bio
It just
or
says,
just go to our profile.
yeah, I mean, so when you run an Instagram ad, when you boost it, you can select a different action. So you can either have them visit your profile, click a link, go to your website, and there's a few other ones, like send you a DM, I think is one of them. So that
Okay.
one was just going to the profile.
And then
And
if
then
they
the,
weren't following,
the caption said, like, shop this product in our Amazon storefront. So they knew where to
gotcha.
find it.
Okay,
Yeah.
gotcha. And then if they hadn't been following us and they're interested and they wanted to, that's another good place because then
You
they could
can
follow.
build followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that ad I wasn't obsessed with because I wasn't able to see the data as much. You know what I mean? Like, all I could see was people that like viewed our profile. I thought you could tell how many followers you got from that ad,
But
but
you can't.
I couldn't find it. And so I was just like, okay, I could see, how many more views we got and the traffic that we got from the ad, but I'm like, I don't really want to spend money not knowing exactly if we're making money on it or not. Like, it's just really hard for me to see any
Yeah.
concrete data. 'Cause like
Okay, yeah.
our goal, obviously the followers would be great, but
But the bottom line is the
the
sales.
sales, we would just want to increase sales to our,
Because that's what our business is.
yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
So I decided to experiment with running another ad, which is actually currently still running. And this is a video. It's a travel ASMR video that I reposted recently, but I decided to run the ad on the old one. The old one had like 4.5 million views or something that I posted originally like a few months ago. And so I decided to run the ad on that one, so that way the other one could have like the organic traffic. Also, a thing to note, when you're boosting reels, is ManyChat doesn't work.
Yeah.
So when you, I wanted the video that I reposted, I wanted to make sure that ManyChat was running because it was doing pretty well. Like, it has 840,000 views
That's pretty good. And when
and
ManyChat is
2,000
running, that,
comments.
oh, great. And when ManyChat is running, then that's when it sends the DMs to people. They have a
Yeah.
link or they can comment, whatever. That
Exactly.
it's running behind the scenes. So it made sense because that's what we had talked about, right? To have you boost an older video that it doesn't matter now because it's an older video to just see what happens with
Yeah, because the
sales and
traffic's died
follows.
down. Like, it's not getting any more views. Like,
Yeah.
it stopped, at 4.5 million. And so I decided to run the ad on that old one. So I think it's gone another 300, 400,000 views since I started boosting it. So the views, I mean, cool. But the sales have been really cool. So I'm going to pull it up so that way we can look at it. But this one is, we're running it different. So we have a specific tracking ID that we created on Amazon. And the call to action is to visit our Amazon storefront. So we're sending people to a list because you're not able to send, like, in general, technically, even though we do it and every influencer does it, you're not supposed to send people to an actual product because it doesn't say like you're earning commission. It doesn't have that
Yeah,
like disclaimer.
I see influencers do that all
Yeah.
the
So,
time.
I mean, we do it on our store. Everyone does it on our stories.
Yeah.
So we're sending them to our travel list on our storefront. And it says, earns commissions and all that. So it has that disclaimer, which is good too, because the video that I'm boosting, it shows like, I think, seven travel products. And I figured I'd experiment with the travel one because that one, for one, did really good before. And also, people are, going on spring
They're
break.
getting ready to travel.
They're getting ready to travel right now. So I started experimenting with this one. And this one, let me see how many days it says I've been running it. I have my phone open. We're getting into the nitty-gritty details
We're going
for
deep
those that are
behind the
curious.
scenes of this boost.
So I've been running this ad for 9 days. I've continued to do it. And the max budget that we're spending is $100 a day. So Kind of a lot, right? But I really wanted to see like what was going on.
You kind of had to give it a full run. I
Yeah.
mean, especially, I mean, thinking about when we were running Facebook ads, you know, we had like $500 days that
Oh
we were
yeah.
putting to it, or $1,000 a day.
Yes.
So, you know,
So this is
it's pretty
$100
safe.
a day. The call to action is they're visiting our Amazon storefront, going to that travel curation that we have. And a tip from our friend was to not, when you're specifying, you can say run the ad for, you know, end it after 3 days, end it after 7 days. You can end it however long you want. But her experience and her recommendation was don't set an end date because Instagram likes that. They're like, oh, okay, which kind of makes sense. They're like, oh, this person, you know, has kind of an unlimited budget. They're not telling me when the ad's going to end.
So they'll keep
So,
it'll the algorithm will keep boosting
yeah.
it.
And I can pause this ad at any time. Like, I can turn it off right now if I wanted to with one button.
Yeah.
But that's something that we did differently from the first ad to this ad was I didn't set an end date. So it's $100 a day. I can pause it at any time. So the general like stats on it is which is exciting to me because I was doing a little bit of research and they said that this number was pretty good. Like if your cost per website click is what I'm looking at right now, ours is 7 cents.
Which is fantastic.
Cost per click is 7 cents. So we're
Yeah.
spending 7 cents every time someone clicks that ad, which in my opinion, super low. I was doing a little research on it, like what is good? And they were saying like 8 to 9 cents is really
Is
good
good.
when you're running an Instagram boost. This is not Facebook ads. These are
Yeah.
different.
Yeah. Facebook ads have a different
Yeah. So this
number.
is like Instagram boost. So this
Yeah.
one's consistently stayed cost per click 7 cents. Again, the daily budget's been $100 a day. I haven't adjusted it. And then we've spent so far, almost $900 because it's been running for 9 days, right?
Yeah,
So it's
the $100 a
$890
day.
right now.
Yeah.
And so the best part about this is I can see, we can see it looks like we have 132,000 accounts that we've reached. I guess overall impressions is 150. So we basically reached like 150,000 people running this ad.
From a
So
very old video.
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, keeping that in mind.
Yeah. So I feel like that's pretty good. Again, I'm not really looking at the reach. I don't really care about the views. I'm just looking at the sales.
Yes.
So the nice thing that we did is like, as I said before, we assigned a specific tracking ID. So I can go on the back end of our Amazon sales and see exactly to the T what we're making on this, which is what I wanted.
Yeah,
So I can
that's the
see, okay,
data.
we spent
That's the key.
$900. Did we break even? But in my mind, when it comes to this, we have different goals within Amazon. Like if we sell more, we get specific bonuses for this month because it's a big spring sale month. So I'm like, technically, even if you were breaking even, it wouldn't be ideal. But if that helped you hit your goal, we're able to make more money because we're able to max out a bonus, which maybe we wouldn't be able to get that before.
Yeah,
We're
that's.
not breaking even. We're doing way better than that.
But if we
But
were breaking even and it still gave us enough traffic to
to,
reach that bonus goal,
yeah.
that's where it was worth it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, I'm going to filter out our ad sales and I will show you what we are at. I have my Amazon storefront pulled up on my on the back end. So the conversion is 7.7%, which in my opinion is really good. This is where I can't see 100% the amount of sales because everything's a day delayed. So I can only see how many pages of sales we have from this day. So basically, ordered items is over 1,500. Shipped items is 13. So we get paid on the 13th.
Yeah.
So there's about like, what is that? 150 items that haven't gotten shipped yet. So we've actually made more money than what I'm saying. But just based on this ad, of total commission is $1,800, a little over 18,
Okay.
and we've spent
900.
$900. Yeah. So after we've spent What is that math? I'm actually like doing this on my phone. Let's just say it's 900. So we've made $925.
Which one I remember Russell Brunson talking about
We've made more
ads.
than that because we still have 150 items to ship. And also, today has 5 pages of sales
Perfect.
that haven't, gone through yet. So we have
Yeah.
all 5 pages, which there's 25 products per page. So what is that? 25 times 5. 150 items that we haven't gotten paid for, plus the other 150 that haven't shipped.
Yeah.
So we're doing really, really well on it.
Yeah. And what we know just from like learning in the marketing world, Russell Brunson's world, that if you're spending a dollar and then you make a dollar in addition, like you're a dollar in profit, you're going to be successful no matter what you're doing. Like that was, you either break even, which is okay, especially if you're driving traffic to like a course or something or anything that you're going to sell. But if you're, if you like earn a dollar for every dollar you spend,
Yeah.
you're in
So
really
that's
good
basically what
shape. That's kind of where we are.
we're doing more than that.
Yeah.
Just again, because it's day delayed and also the sales that we
Yeah.
have from today.
That's great, Stats.
Yeah, so I've continued to let it run. And then I also experimented with running one other ad that's going right now. Because I wanted to test out the bathroom tray. The bathroom water absorbent one that I already ran an ad on. I wanted to see what those sales were going to be using this format of running it to the storefront rather than just running it to our profile. Cause I'm like, is it going to do well? Is it not?
Yeah.
So we're currently running two. This one I paused the other day. I just kind of wanted to see what happened. I ran it for a few days. I paused it. I noticed that sales were still coming in, even though I paused it, which was
That
interesting.
is interesting.
Maybe it's because we got that click initially, it saved on their cookies, and then they ordered it
Could be.
later. That could have
Could
been it.
be. Yeah.
So this ad I decided to run on the first post that I did. So this is again an old video that initially got 11 million views. So I'm running it out on this one. And again, this is something that I've reposted again. As of recently. So we have one like natural organic one that I just recently posted. And then I'm running an ad on the old one that's like maxed out, not getting any more views. So I'm running an ad on the older one. So this one is 8 cents per website click. So 1 cent higher than the other one. But yesterday, and then let's see, we've spent $457. It's the same daily budget, 100. And let me pull up these. This one's performing extremely well.
And what's the product in that one?
This is we're obviously sending them to our storefront, but it's the water absorbing tray again.
Again,
Yeah.
okay, yeah.
So I'm running a video on that because that's been our top performing product, selling product on our storefront since I shared that video months ago.
Yeah.
Like we always, people love that product, and it's only $13 for two. So I feel like the price point is like a no-brainer. So today we already have 7 pages of sales
Just for that.
just from today.
Wow. Yeah,
And
wow.
let me look at the past. And we've been running this for, what did I say? 6 days. Yeah. I paused it on one of the days for a minute because I just wanted to see what was going on. But we were still getting, traffic from that. But yesterday we spent $100 and the total earnings were 228.
Wow.
So,
Yeah.
what I've noticed is
That's
it takes
good.
a minute for these ads to start accruing good sales. Like the first day,
Oh.
we made like two t 20 cents,
Yeah.
but then the next day we made 80 and then 210. It's kind of like goes all
Okay.
over the
Like it
place.
takes a little bit for the algorithm maybe to catch on and then start sharing it, which is maybe another good reason not to put an end date on it.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But yesterday I noticed that we had an extremely good day with this one. So I'm kind of just like experimenting with it a little bit. So this one we've made 278. So a little bit less, the other one's like way more. But what I've noticed this one is, as I said, the pages of sales keep increasing every day. So
Interesting.
we're still positive on this one,
Yeah.
by more than what I just said, because not all of the items have shipped, right?
Right.
So we have
That's
to deal
cool.
with not all the items have shipped and then also the sales that have come in from today.
Yeah.
So I'm experimenting with this one too. I'm really
Yeah.
not sure. I'm not sure when I'm going to turn them off. I maybe I'll ask the group, but I'm like, it's an interesting game because,
It is, because if it's always in the positive, you might as well keep it running. You know what I mean?
I mean, Brandon brought up a good point where it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like, if you didn't run the, because we're spending money on the ads. If we didn't spend this money on the ads, would we still be making the same amount of money just from organic traffic? Do you kind of get what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
But I'm like, these are also old videos that aren't getting any traffic. But if I'm resharing the video,
Again,
would that
the
even it
organic
out?
traffic. Yeah, right.
So, unfortunately, there's no way to test the organic traffic, really, because I can see how many people are ordering, one specific product. Like the video that we just shared the other day that's going crazy viral about the $3 water bottle gadget.
Yes. Oh my
It
gosh.
has like 18 million views or something already.
Yes. Yes.
That I can see, people, I can see how many products have sold from that one item. But what we have to remember is, people order hundreds of items outside of that product. With that.
Like they're going to click on our link
Yeah, they might order
and then
that.
we'll be in, they've
We'll
got
be in
our
their cookies for
cookies.
24 hours.
Yeah.
So they're ordering, yes, that, or sometimes they don't even order that and they're ordering a bunch of other stuff. So it's really impossible for me to see, say, I was going to compare running an ad on one
Versus the
versus
organic
the other.
traffic.
I can see ManyChat. Like I could, the thing that I was thinking is that like I could sign a specific ManyChat tracking ID to see how much sales we're getting from that one ManyChat link. But so many people are trained just to click the link in our bio from that video too. So it's
And they
kind
usually have more than one thing they're going to buy.
exactly. So like I would be able to see the ManyChat sales specifically with that tracking ID. So if we ever wanted to do that, we can. But it's that whole other link in bio that a lot of people they either com they're trained to comment for the word or they just click the link in bio.
Because they know how to go
They
in
know how to
there.
get it, they know where to
Yeah.
find it.
Yeah.
So there's unfortunately there's no good way to compare.
So what if you ran an ad to a really old video that you know did really well, had millions of views, but you don't have one currently running with organic traffic? Like it's just an older video of some product that did really well, and then just run a boost to that.
I mean, that's basically what I'm doing now because I can't, like, even though I've reposted those other videos recently, I'm wanting an ad on one, and then I've reposted the other one recently. Again, I
It's the
can't
same
see the
thing.
sales from the natural video
Yeah, it's the same thing.
in super, specific data
Yeah,
like I would
it's
want.
still kind of vague data. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah,
You
gotcha.
see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's sort of like an update. I don't really know what's going to happen with it. We're making money, so that's great.
And we'll see if it helps us reach tiers, some bonus tiers.
I
We
mean,
don't know yet, especially running it like halfway into the month, we may not see.
I don't know. I think we would have to spend a ridiculous amount of money for it to really make an impact. But again, if you're making like on that travel ad, like, we've spent 900. It's sold over 1800. Let's just say roughly we've made $2,500 because we have 5 pages of sales and there's 150 items haven't shipped.
Yeah. So even that
So 300
alone.
items hasn't shipped.
Yeah. So even just that, I mean, not even
Yeah,
spending a
so
ridiculous
25
amount.
minus 900.
Yeah. But we've been making double the income on that one product.
Yes, which is great.
Yeah.
But I really think like if we wanted to make a difference like in our overall bonus, if a ad is running that good, I think we would want to like drop some serious money on it and just be like, okay, keep an eye on the clicks, keep an eye on the sales and like,
Which maybe that's Anka's strategy, because when she talked about some bigger numbers,
yeah.
maybe that's where her strategy was. Because her tiers are different than ours, I know. But I could see where, when you think about it that way, then it would pay off. if you
Yes.
drop.
Because, like, right now we're spending $100 a day, which might sound like a lot, but, like, it's say we're making $100 on it every day. At the end of the month, we've made, an additional couple $1,000, which isn't, it's not crazy numbers that we would need to hit, what we need to hit. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, where do we want to go with it? Do we want to just, continue to do these little tiny ads, or do we really like want to invest and like spend some serious money on it? So I don't know the answer. And I don't know, again, it's like we're making money, which is great, but we're also spending money, but we're making money on the money that we're spending, which is great. But also, we normally don't spend any money. So
Exactly.
it's just sort of an interesting, but again, it's a great, like, it's a really cool test.
It is a cool
And
test.
it's a positive test so far. We're making money, on all of our things that we're doing, which is great. I think the stats are going really well, but I don't know what to do with it. Like, when do I want to stop this app? When we get to $1,000 that we spent total, and then see, what the actual numbers are, because it's probably going to take, I would say, a week for all of those products to ship and all of those clicks to die down. And then actually see, okay, great, we spent this much, made that much.
Yeah, that's tricky. It's definitely a game
It is.
to try to look at all that data and figure it out. Figure out the good strategies, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know where we're going to go with it, but it's been an interesting, cool test. I haven't decided yet when I'm going to turn it off. It might be today. It might be in a few weeks. I really don't know. But
But $100 a day feels comfortable.
yeah, it's not. And like I said, I'm looking at it every day. I'm like, should we pause it? Should we not? We're making money. I'm good. I'm happy. We're making money.
So I notice the algorithms like us again in our following for Instagram. At least it seems like it. And do you think that's why? You think that's why we're gaining a little bit more followers
I don't
again? I mean,
know.
it's not
I
been
don't
like
think so.
huge. Some days we've gotten like 1,000 followers a day, 2,000. It's not been quite like that, but it does seem like there's a little more traffic, or if it's maybe just the algorithm saw us again and sending a little more traffic our way. It's hard to know, huh?
I don't know. I don't know. The algorithm's really weird. Like, the brand deal I posted. I knew that product was going to do well. It's a very interesting product. It's an Amazon product. It's the automatic curtain opener. That has almost, it has over 15 million views.
I saw Emily's email that said to the brand,
Yeah.
like, oh, it's got like over 12 million views. And I looked at it and it had, I don't know, I think
Way
it had like
more.
16.4 million views when I looked.
Right
That was
now,
about 11 o'clock this morning.
almost, yeah, it has
Oh, it's
15.6.
15. I
So
was thinking about 14.8 then. Anyway, there was a lot of views there
it's super all over the place, in my opinion. Like,
for followers.
I'm not actually really looking at the followers. We've gained a lot of followers overnight. We're almost at 880 from those viral videos. I just look at the numbers, and I just look at our views more often than I should. Because what I noticed with that one, well, what I noticed with both is, so recently, as I said before, we had the $3 water bottle cleaner. If you do Amazon videos, buy that and do a video of it.
Totally.
Like, dupe our video, because
Every one of you could do that.
it's literally took me 15 minutes to film, 2 minutes, like, 10 minutes to edit, and it's doing extremely well.
When I look at the
So
sales,
look at
I
that
see
video
it.
and buy that product and
And
just
I
copy it.
see, yeah, there's so many sales for that
Yeah,
product.
and there's so many sales, because sometimes we'll do get a viral video, like the clock bra organize the claw clip to remove the pads in your bras. Extremely well. It's a video that got millions of views before. I just reposted again. It actually performed better than when I first posted it. But the sales aren't really there. Like, it's getting sales and things like that, but
It's more of interest. People want to see
yeah,
how
it's
it
an
works.
interesting product, which is why it's gone viral.
Yeah.
It's great if you can get a viral video and get sales, which is what that $3
Yeah.
water bottle
And the
gadget is.
comments in there, like, oh my gosh, I need
I
this.
haven't
Just
even read
order.
the
Yeah, there's
Beth was like, yeah, there's a lot of comments I haven't responded to. I was like, girl, just let it do its thing.
there's
Like,
so many.
just don't respond to them at this point. I don't even know. It has 242,000 likes, over 10,000 comments. I'm like, girl, it's out of our hands. So, but what I noticed with that video, which has not happened in such a long time, maybe ever, is I posted it and it was doing well. I'm like, great, you know, getting a lot of views, a couple hundred thousand views in the day, lots of comments, lots of likes. When I woke up the next day, it had 1.2 million. And I was like, how did
What
I get
the
like
heck?
500,000 overnight? I
Yeah.
refreshed it 3 hours later, almost at 3 million. Like it,
Yeah.
by the end of the day, I had 6 million
Yeah.
in less than in like 24 hours.
That one just went
That's net.
viral.
That has not happened
Yeah.
overnight. It's happened where it's like been, I posted it, 2 weeks go by,
And then it picks
how the
up.
algorithm used to be. And then
Yeah.
it picked up and you refresh and you're like, it's getting, you know, crazy traffic. The same thing happened with our curtain gadget that we shared.
Oh
Again,
my goodness, that one.
if you do Amazon videos, do a video about that. It's just a very interesting product. I knew it was going to perform well. But the same thing happened with that, where we just posted it on Wednesday. Is that when the sale started?
Yes, that's when the sale started. That's when it went up.
I posted it. I
That
was
was 2 days
like,
ago.
an
Today's
hour
Friday.
in, I sent Emily a text. I was like, yay, it's doing great. Like, happy when a brand deal always goes, you know, is performing well. Couple hundred thousand views by the end of the day. Next day, 1.2, you know, 1.5. A few hours later, refresh it. And now it's Friday, so it's been 3 days. It's at almost 6 million. Excuse me, 16
Yeah,
million, not
16
six.
million.
16.
That's the one I was referring to this morning with the email.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that happened in a
Crazy.
very short amount of time, too. But then I just posted a video this morning about the Alexa glasses. I'm like, these are really cool. I thought it was going to do well. It has 20,000 views, which is not good in 4 hours. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, so there was
So
something about the product then, maybe.
here's the thing that I realize. The algorithm's all over the place. Seriously, all over the place. Like, again, we have those videos that have gone viral. The small iron,
Oh, yeah, that little travel iron.
that I think is going to do really well. It would definitely pass over 1 million because it almost has 400,000 now, and I just posted it. It might not go as crazy as the other one, but as soon as I found that product, I was like, this is going to
You
do well.
knew.
I've barely seen any influencers talk about it,
Yeah.
and it's very interesting. So
Yeah.
that one's going to perform well. But, you know, like, we have videos that are less than 100,000, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then we'll have videos that are a mi
Like 16
15,
million.
16 million, which before we never had a video stop at under 100,000, ever.
That's where the algorithms are
Unless it
so
was a brand
crazy.
deal, like
Yeah, or if you had to put certain hashtags or whatever you have to put.
the brand deals with the hashtags really kill the reach. They really do. So, especially QVC is very specific, which they need to be. They're making sure that they follow all the super, super, you know, grid guidelines. But we just put what the company asks. And so the company that we did the video about with the curtains, their requirements were not as particular, which made the algorithm like that video more. Because we're disclosing that it's paid and all that stuff, but it's not with the ad on the screen, the ad hashtag, the ad this. So that makes a difference too.
Yeah, the algorithms
Yeah.
don't seem to like that.
But unfortunately, I can't promise anymore. They will
That's good.
definitely get 500,000 views. I was looking at video brand deals a while back of like how we were complaining that the views were bad, and they were like a couple hundred thousand. And I'm like, we should
And
have not been
now,
complaining. Now it's like, okay, you know, this video has 50,000 views with all the hashtags and stuff that we have to use. So it's interesting.
it's a
I have
game.
no answer. I think, and what a few other influencers that I've been talking to have realized is it could be the affordability of the product, like, you know, that $3. But then again, I think it's the product that went viral of the curtain. That's a $60 product with the sales. It's $90
Yeah.
regularly.
Have you noticed people buying that one?
Yes, obviously not as much as the
It's a
water bottle
$3 one.
cleaner.
Yeah.
But I'm going to experiment with more affordable products like that. Like, you know, $3, or like saying it in a specific way, because technically that product's $9 because it comes with three. But I think using this $3 gadget in the title.
because
was very
that's
I
basically what they cost per
yeah
gadget.
and it comes in a pack of three.
Yeah.
It's $9.
Yeah.
So changing it a little slightly,
Yeah.
changing the way that I'm typing things on the screen, maybe, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. If you, I don't know if this is
It's
interesting at all,
fun.
but it's interesting to me.
Yeah, oh, it's totally interesting.
Like
And
for
just
people that are
watching the
listening, but
sales. Yeah, watching the sales change and just trying to figure it out, trying to map it out. Definitely a game. But it's a fun game. For
Yeah, and the
sure.
last thing that I'm doing is which I need to remember to do, I'm gonna repost the viral videos on TikTok. I need to remember to do that because I just posted the water bottle cleaning one again
On TikTok.
just right before you walked in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that one, because that one performed well on TikTok again.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it does well again. If it doesn't, I don't know. But reposting those viral videos has seemed to be helping a lot, which I've been continuing to do. So.
Oh, the experimenting will go on. Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.